Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, is finally here.
With the first pick in the NFL Draft.
Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit.
They're looking to get a guy that they believe can change the game.
With NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Rocket Mortgage, official partner of the NFL Draft.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is VSiN Tonight with veteran handicappers Matt Eumanns and Wes Reynolds on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Welcome to the big show. Wes Reynolds, Matt Eumanns. We watch the end of Wisconsin and North Texas in the NIT. And Wes, this is a bizarre game from a betting perspective. All right, the first half total, right around 60.
Mm-hmm.
The game total at 115. And at halftime, there were 70 points in this game. Wisconsin led 41-29. Right now, the Badgers trail 56-54. Mean Green up by 2. And yeah, do the math. Only 110 total points after there were 70 at halftime. And this total closed 115 here at Circus Sports. North Texas closed a 1.5-point favorite up by 2. Wisconsin's got the ball. Greg Gard calls timeout. He's designing a play. And Wisconsin in the midst, Wes, of a 9-minute scoring drive.
Yeah, I believe the last time Wisconsin scored, I was still on the I-15 driving down here about 40-plus minutes ago.
I thought you were going to say you were at home eating a ham sandwich.
No, I was not. The ham sandwich was already consumed. But 56-54, this is stunning because, look, the pace slowed down. Way slowed down at the end of the first half. They were on like a 70-possession pace in the first half, went under 60. Wisconsin had 41 points at the half. We'll see what Greg Gard goes ahead and draws up. He gives it to Chucky Hepburn. Pass to Crawl.
Oh, my gosh.
With the extra pass.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. And that what a fitting way for this game to end.
Wisconsin did not even get off a shot.
Too many extra pass. The big guy, Crawl, has got to take that up. He tried to hit Wall, who actually was right there for a layup or a put-in underneath. And then Wall makes the extra pass, 56-54. By the way, this game does stay under the total of 115, goes easily under to the second half. And North Texas closed 1.5, so the Mean Green should have covered all numbers unless you laid the 2.
I think that was Greg Hoops Peterson's play of the day for DraftKings today, North Texas -1.5.
Wow. Yeah, very fortunate there.
Badgers led, I want to say, about 95% of this game. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The big guy gets doubled here, so he tries to dish out of it, but, just drive through the contact because he tried to pass it to Wall underneath, and then Wall tried to pass it. You just don't have the time here, guys. So Wisconsin going home, and cue the Undertaker rising out of the coffin gif here. For the Wisconsin Badgers, 9:07, final 9:07 of the game without a point.
Wow. That's incredible. If you had the under, if you laid a point and a half with North Texas, you got a winner.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we start the show tonight. The first game of the NIT Final Four, North Texas 56, Wisconsin 54, and it stays under the total of 115.
Conference West USA, Reynolds, by the way, now 16-1, I should say, in the postseason.
Is that right?
Yeah, well, obviously FAU in the Final Four now, North Texas and perhaps UAB. We might get an All-Conference USA final. By the way, FAU and UAB, of course, leaving Conference USA for the American. So what a way to go out. Conference USA, 16-1 in the postseason.
Why would you want to leave a conference that's that dominant in the postseason?
Right, right. Yeah, probably
puts
because
the
they
Big
added
Ten to shame.
Probably because they added a few zeros to procure these teams.
Who needs
those
the Big Ten? You got Conference USA.
Yeah, exactly.
Wes Reynolds, name me two famous alumni from North Texas.
Steve Williams, who I think people know better as Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Steve Austin. Stone Cold Steve Austin. That's
and,
one.
Yeah, or take it back there. Give me a hell yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. He's giving you the answers in your earpiece?
No, he was saying hell yeah, because that's like Steve Austin's catchphrase. Gosh, man, now I'm trying to get the second one here for North Texas.
About a four-time Super Bowl champion, Mean Joe Green.
Oh, Mean Joe Green.
For
that's
the Mean
right.
Green.
That's right.
Everybody should know that. If you know sports, you know Mean Joe Green.
Thanks, Mean Joe.
Played for the North Texas Mean Green.
He did down there in Denton County, Texas, just outside of Dallas. So, yeah, it's unbelievable that I didn't get that. I hang my head in shame. Also, Lance Dunbar, who played for the Dallas Cowboys.
Also, Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil, wow.
Dr. Phil is North Texas graduate.
How about that?
North Texas trivia tonight on the show. All right, the second game, Utah Valley and UAB in the West. We've seen some movement in this number since we were on the show last night.
Yeah, and probably a lot of it has to do with the fact that it's pretty much confirmed that Mark Madsen is going to go ahead and take that job at Cal. Mm-hmm. Wasn't good enough for his alma mater, but I guess good enough for his rival. Stanford's going to regret that decision, I think. But UAB up to 4.5, 5. I think people kind of looked at UAB, too, and said, hey, this team beat a team that's in the Final Four. Mm-hmm. And the other game down in Boca Raton without Jelly Walker was actually very close, even though they got blown out in the Conference USA Championship game down there in Frisco, Texas. But UAB now up to 5, I'm seeing as high. I think at the Superbook, they're 5. 4.5 at DraftKings. More 4.5s than 5, certainly, because I think once Utah Valley got to 5, there was at least a little bit of buyback.
I thought about buying some back. I bet a little UAB money line last night, and when I found out, actually, I guess it would have been early this morning. I can't really differentiate the days. It was like 6 o'clock this morning.
Mm-hmm.
So the report was that Mark Mad Dog Madsen was not going to coach. We thought last night we were on the show that it was possible he would. He was not at practice. Adam Hill of the Las Vegas Review-Journal was at practice. He said Mad Dog was not there. His wife was having a baby. We knew he was going to take the Cal job. That was the report.
Mm-hmm.
So he is not going to coach. The number goes up about, let's say, 2.5, even 3 points. You
yes.
ever seen UAB minus 2?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like five. The UAB side, but yeah. I was not going to chase that number.
5 seems a little too much. What's Mad Dog worth to the point spread?
Right. Yeah,
a point at most?
I wasn't going to chase that number here, so I ended up leaving it alone. Maybe an in-game opportunity on the second NIT game.
All right, that's Utah Valley UAB, which is going to tip probably in about 20 minutes at the Orleans in Vegas. I had some people text me today saying, what's the deal with the NIT in Las Vegas? Yeah, it's the first year. It's been here.
Mm-hmm.
And Wes, do you want to explain why it moved from the Garden to the Orleans?
Not really, because I don't know. It just moved. I mean, do you have the reason, Matt?
I thought there was a conflict with the Garden this year.
I think that there is, actually. I think that there is a building conflict. I'm not sure what is in the Garden right now, but it is nevertheless out here at the Orleans Arena. So Fuddruckers at the food
NIT's
court for
actually,
everybody.
NIT is actually going to be in Indianapolis in 2024.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a good chance Wes Reynolds is going to be there reporting live for VSiN tonight. Because
you think they'll pay for it?
No.
Yeah, I don't either.
But you got plenty of vacation time. You could go to the NIT Final Four next year in Indianapolis. So the NIT, a one-year move to Vegas, leaving the Madison Square Garden, the traditional home of the tournament. All right, let's talk.
Oh, it is Springsteen in the garden. That's right.
He's the boss, you know, and if the boss has the garden reserved, I can't believe anything could actually unseat the NIT from the garden.
I know. The boss. No sense of history at all, man. Yeah. Like, come on now.
Come on. But anyway, Vegas in 23, Indy in 24. All right, let's talk NCAA Final Four now. We're not seeing any movement in these numbers yet, and I wouldn't anticipate it over the next few days, maybe until Saturday. San Diego State, a 2-point favorite over Florida Atlantic, total of 151.5. Wes, I heard you talking with Tim Murray on his way out of the studio after the VSIM primetime show, and you said, if you force me, I would bet Florida Atlantic +2. Is that what you said?
Well, and maybe I'll get forced in the next
couple
days.
By the way, the total on this is 131.5, not 151.5.
Yeah, and just looking at this, this is going to be obviously pace, but one of the things that I do like about Florida Atlantic is they've already won one of these type of games against Tennessee in the Sweet 16 up there in Madison Square Garden. And, you know, they also had Memphis. So FAU can handle physicality because Memphis, very physical and athletic. Tennessee, obviously, very physical. Of course, San Diego State, that ball pressure really took Creighton out of their game. Nembhard had a terrible game, obviously had an injured thumb as well. That certainly didn't help, but I think with FAU, you know, in terms of their offense, they run that 4-round-1 ball screen motion offense and, you know, have multiple ball handlers. So I don't think they're going to get stuck kind of in the rut that Creighton did. Plus, Creighton didn't hardly make a three. They shot the worst that they had shot all season. So, you know, I look at FAU, and I don't think that they're going to necessarily be overwhelmed by the athleticism. They obviously take a lot of threes. They haven't shot the ball well. Nobody has really shot the ball well against San Diego State from the outside. I think 16 of 94 from three. That's got to be a little bit of regression on the other side here. So, yeah, I would lean FAU here. I don't think that they're going to be overwhelmed at all. If they can dictate the space, because that's what it is, FAU likes wide spacing. San Diego State wants you to play in a phone booth. So if FAU can dictate the space of the game, I think they're going
to
win the
game. Well, the Owls took it to Tennessee. They took the fight to Tennessee in the second half, and I think the Vols are pretty much, I want to say, an equal to San Diego State.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like the same team.
Yeah.
Very similar teams.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the other game, UConn, a 5.5-point favorite, total of 149. So you're looking at a total 18 points higher in that one. I think the Hurricanes are going to be dangerous dogs here, but I did bet UConn to win the tournament at -110.
Yeah, I would agree with that, and I'm already committed on UConn anyway. So, you know, 5.5 is kind of high. Miami certainly can score, but so can UConn. But I think they're the most talented team left in the tournament, UConn, and I think they're the best team. They're the only team that's really not been tested. Miami got a scare. Miami could have been eliminated in the first round against Drake. Same with FAU against Memphis. Yeah. Same with San Diego State against Creighton in the Elite Eight. And look, that Charleston game was relatively too close for comfort for San Diego State as well.
UConn, the only team without a real scare, even though the Huskies did trail at a halftime of the first game against Iona. And led by one at halftime against St. Mary's in the second round. All right, we got a loaded show for you tonight. We're going to talk a lot of baseball. We're going to talk some golf. And I'll tell you who the guests are when we come back, so stay tuned.
Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha. What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my name.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
This is VSiN Tonight with Matt Eumanns and Wes Reynolds on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back to a segment of VSiN Tonight presented by Zen Nicotine Pouches, the surprisingly simple way to enjoy nicotine. Look, most nicotine products are either too complicated to use or don't provide the satisfaction you're seeking. Zen nicotine pouches might surprise you. Zen is made with six simple ingredients, and it's completely tobacco leaf free. Plus, it offers up to 1 hour of nicotine satisfaction per pouch. Buy Zen online or find a store near you at zen.com, Z-Y-N.com today. A warning, this product contains nicotine, which is an addictive chemical. I was at a gas station on the west side of Vegas out in Summerlin a couple days ago, Wes, and they had a giant rack of VSiN pouches.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked the lady, do you sell many of these? And she goes, oh, yeah.
We can't keep them on the shelves.
That's what she said. She goes, we sell a lot. And I'm not making up that story. That's not fiction. She said, we sell a lot of these every day. We move these fast. So Zen catching on, I think the main reason is because we promote it so much here on VSiN.
Mm-hmm.
All right. By the way, to wrap it up, the Wisconsin Badgers went the final 9 minutes and 7 seconds without a point. North Texas finished the game on a 10-0 run. And the Mean Green advanced to the NIT Championship 56-54, the comeback victory over the Badgers. The Big Ten is done, Wes. That's it.
The Big Ten is done. Conference USA trying to get three teams in the remaining in the postseason. But I think five's a little high. I took a little Utah Valley here. Plus, for some interest to follow during the show. I think that's high. I don't think these kids are just going to quit because the coach leaves.
Right. Also, you're going to have really strong fan support from Utah Valley. This is the biggest game in Utah Valley history.
Mm-hmm.
Up in Orem, Utah, which used to be a community college, I think it's been a university now for maybe 10 or 15 years. But Utah Valley really hasn't been recognized as a team that plays legitimate D1 basketball until recently. I'm going to say the last, 5 or 6 years is when Utah Valley kind of hit the map. Mark Mad Dog Madsen has taken the Wolverines to the next level. Do you know the name of the nickname for the Utah Valley Wolverines?
Do I know the nickname for the Wolverines?
The name of the nickname. Willie the Wolverine.
Willie the Wolverine.
Get to know Utah Valley, Wes. Get to know Utah. Orem is right outside of Provo, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually the largest university in Utah.
Now, let me ask you.
I think there's about 40,000 students, actually, at Utah Valley.
Who's the most notable alum of Utah Valley University?
I would say Matt Gay.
Matt Gay would certainly be one of them. He would probably be at the top of the list.
What were you going to say?
Matt Gay. I was hoping maybe that I would be able to stump you. Chelsea Hightower, by the way, is
Who's
a dancer
that?
On Dancing with the Stars, and So You Think You Can Dance is another famous alumni. Ramsey Nijem, former Ultimate Fighter finalist in the UFC.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
And Ronnie Price also, who played at Utah Valley, played several years in the NBA.
I guess Utah Valley doesn't have quite big names.
No.
As famous alumni, do they? If that's a, that's the top of the list. By the way, on tonight's show, JVT, Jonathan Von Tobel, the VSIN NBA senior betting analyst, is going to join us. But we're going to talk baseball with him. And we're going to talk primarily the L.A. Angels, Shohei Ohtani, Mike Trout. Is this finally the year the Angels get over their win total and make the playoffs? Also, at 7 p.m. tonight, Charlie Cream, ESPN Women's College Basketball Bracketologist. I know Wes is excited for that. You love to talk women's college hoops, even though you're Indiana Hoosiers.
Yeah, I'd love to be talking about Indiana in the Final Four, but unfortunately that was not to be.
Didn't happen. 8 p.m. tonight, the VP, Mike Palm, joins us. And we're going to talk a lot of baseball with Mike in the final hour tonight. I'm not sure if he's handicapping tennis or baseball tonight, but I'm going to guess it's baseball. And we'll talk.
Got some hockey on his mind too as we get to the end of the regular season.
JVT, Charlie Cream, Mike Palm on tonight's show, and we have a stacked guest list for you on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday on VSIN tonight as we lead up to the Final Four in the beginning of baseball season and the Masters right around the corner. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a pretty cool. This is a good sports week. When the Masters is over, it's a little bit of a bummer. I will admit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's vacation time.
Oh, you're taking vacation?
I think I might.
Really? Where are you going?
I have no idea.
Indiana?
Anywhere but here.
All right.
Anywhere but Las Vegas.
How about DraftKings? Johnny Avello's on vacation. The DraftKings sportsbook director is on vacation. I talked to him late last night, and he was about to board a plane to Italy. So he agrees with you. It's time to take vacation. But before Avello took the jumped on the airplane to Italy, DraftKings put up NFL season win totals for 2023, the first in the market, up with these numbers. Let's take a look at the AFC West first, since we're in Vegas and we have the Raiders, and they are predicted to finish last by DraftKings, at least according to the win total projection in the DraftKings market here. The Chiefs on top of the division, 11.5 minus 110. Chargers, 9.5 over minus 125. Broncos, 8.5, minus 110. Raiders, 7.5, under minus 150. All right, Wes, my initial observations here is 8.5 is a pretty aggressive number for the Broncos, considering how bad Russell Wilson looked last year. And that tells you that at least the DK odds makers are saying Sean Payton is going to help Russell Wilson get this thing turned around, and expectations are much higher in Denver. Also, 11.5. Maybe a shade light on the Chiefs. I don't think it takes a lot for the Chiefs to win 12 games. I'm not going to bet under 11.5. 7.5 seems a tick low for the Raiders. With Jimmy G at quarterback. But I'm not sure I'm going to bet over 7.5 on that. I thought the Raiders' win total would probably be 8 juice to the under, not 7.5. What's your take here?
Yeah, and, you know, just looking at this, obviously a lot of transition in this division, of course, with Derek Carr now leaving the division with a new coach there in Denver. But when you're looking at these, and obviously we know the opponents, but we don't know the schedule. That's going to be released later on in the spring. But, you know, just looking at Kansas City, I think their biggest need is probably offensive line. Look, they were able to keep the Philly pass rush at bay. However, you know, are you going to re-sign Orlando Brown, who did exceed expectations? That'll be interesting what the Chiefs do on the offensive line. I think Chargers also a team that needs an offensive line, because the Chargers also, they have an addition into the division now with the new offensive coordinator out there, with Kellen Moore out there. So I think Justin Herbert finally gets an upgrade at offensive coordinator. And I'm a big Justin Herbert guy. I'm a big advocate of his. I know people don't think he's that good. I think he's one of the elite guys in the league.
I think he's outstanding.
Yeah, I think he is too. I think he's top five quarterback.
I think Brandon Staley has kind of held him back a little bit the last year.
Well, and the fact that he's had different offensive coordinators. He had different coaches at Oregon. He had different coaches in the NFL at Anthony Lynn. And then Joe Lombardi is the offensive coordinator. Now you get Kellen Moore. I think that's an upgrade.
Should be pretty good for him. Yeah, also the Chargers have had a banged up offensive line, and their receivers can't stay healthy and on the field.
And
Justin Herbert's an elite quarterback. I think you can't rank him any worse than the the fifth best quarterback in the NFL.
They got to sign somebody to the right side. Rashawn Slater, I think, has been as good as advertised at left tackle.
Oh, he's
rounder.
A stud. Yeah. He's now, the anchor of the line. No
now,
doubt.
Do you go with maybe somebody like a Taylor Lewan, who is a cap casualty in Tennessee, on that right side? We'll see what the Chargers elect to do. And then, you know, with the Raiders, of course, now they have Jimmy G. So is that he's worked with McDaniels and company before. So is that much of a downgrade in your opinion?
A downgrade from Derek Carr?
How much of a downgrade do you think that
I don't
is?
Think it's a downgrade at all.
Okay.
I thought Derek Carr stunk last year.
Yes. That's why I was asking that question, because I don't think it is that much of a downgrade necessarily.
No, I don't think it's downgrade.
And he
at
probably
all.
Does a little bit more of what he probably fits better with McDaniels, quite frankly, than Derek Carr ever did. And then the Broncos.
I mean, part of the reason Derek Carr played so poorly at times last year, and I mean, he had a couple flashes where flashes of brilliance, I guess you could say, but mostly it was he went the other way. I think he and Josh McDaniels were never quite on the same page.
Right.
And also, you know, you still have Josh Jacobs, who led the NFL in rushing. You still have Devontae Adams. The Raiders got some weapons on offense. They've got to rebuild that offensive line. They definitely have to build up the defense. I don't have a problem with putting the Raiders' win total the lowest in the AFC West.
Mm-hmm.
I thought 7.5 under minus 150 was a little bit extreme, but I guess expectations are pretty low for the Raiders by the DraftKings odds makers.
I'm a little bit surprised to see the Broncos this high.
That's why I see. The Broncos at 8.5, minus 110. The Raiders 7.5, under minus 150. The Raiders swept the Broncos last season. And Sean Payton, good coach, but he doesn't walk
is
on
he
water.
Is he that much of an upgrade? I mean, you know, did they hire Papa Bear or Vince Lombardi here? I'm not so sure necessarily. Sean Payton, at the end of his New Orleans tenure, it kind of started a decline as well.
Well, he didn't have Drew Brees at quarterback. No. When Brees got old there in the final year, that it was obvious that Sean Payton lost a little bit of his magic touch. Anyway, that's the AFC West. We're going to take a look at these win totals throughout the show and for the rest of the week. Back here in a couple minutes with JVT on the LA Angels.
This is VSiN Tonight with Matt Eumanns and Wes Reynolds on VSiN, the sports betting network.
All right, we were here last week, Wes Reynolds. We watched Shohei Ohtani strike out Mike Trout to win the World Baseball Classic for Japan. Remember that?
I do remember
that. That was a dramatic moment. Sets the table for the Angels season. And here we bring in Jonathan Von Tobel, who handicaps the NBA 350 days a year. But today we're going to talk baseball, JVT.
Right. But he can do two at the same
time,
Matt.
Two sports?
That's impressive.
I still have time, and I've even got some action in the Final Four. I'm ready to go. I got a lot of stuff going
JVT
on.
JVT is a man for all seasons.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk some baseball. Is this finally the year the Angels get over their win total and get to the playoffs? Because Mike Trout said it last week, the WBC gave him a taste of what it's like to play postseason baseball, and he's like, we got to get there. This year. And here's the sense of urgency, JVT. If it doesn't happen now, when's it going to happen? Because Shohei Ohtani, this is going to be his last year with the Angels, most likely.
Yeah, if they don't make the playoffs, it's going to be his last year. Right, you need to make it. It's almost like keeping Ohtani. Look, I do the same thing every year at the beginning of the season where I look at this team and I'm like, hey, you know, you start to see the positives and you think that maybe this could happen. But I think at the end of the day, it's probably something that is a little bit of a tall task for this team. I like the pitching staff overall. Like, you have Shohei Ohtani, Patrick Sandoval, and then there's some other pieces that are fine in the rotation, right? You spent on Tyler Anderson, and you have a Reed Detmers, which maybe if you're hoping that will hit and have some consistency. But I think there's questions at closer, whether or not that's going to work out with you for Estevez. And I don't think there's much depth to the bullpen. I think the high side of the bullpen is pretty good. It's just that if one or two arms go down, then you're talking about, all right, we have a question, our most important reliever position, and there's not much depth in terms of what we have at arm. So if everything hits, I think this can be a playoff team, but you're just asking everything to hit, and that rarely happens over the course of a 162-game season. So if I'm saying it now, I'm saying like they're probably not a playoff team. Now, I think odds like that, where you're talking about minus 190 to make the play, miss the playoffs and plus 155 to make the playoffs – I think to miss the playoffs is probably a little high. I think they probably should be more like minus 175. I think they're a little better than that, but not anything worth jumping on, you know?
Well, that's what I was going to say. To make the playoffs, I think these are DraftKings prices.
Yeah.
Is that right? Make the playoffs plus 155. The win total, 82.5. I mean, that's an attractive price to make the playoffs for a team with this type of talent. And always that win total always looks tempting because it's not asking for much.
Right.
Right?
500 season.
Like, oh, 83 and 79, and you get there. You're a mid-80 win team, and you get over that win total. Here's my problem with playing the Angels over this year. If you get to the end of June, early July, and the Angels don't look like they're going to be a playoff team, do you have to trade Ohtani and get something for him?
I don't think they will. I mean, Artie Moreno is pretty stubborn, right? I mean, he put up the team for sale and then decided
you're just going to let him go for nothing.
Pretty much, it sounds like that's what it's going to be. And I'll say this too: I think what kind of works in their favor, guys, is the new schedule setup, right? The fact that you're going from what was it, 72 to 56 divisional games or something like that.
So you played each division opponent 19 times last year, and now it's like 14 or something.
Yeah, it's a little less than that. So you don't have, like, the AL West is really good. You still have Houston, you have Seattle, you have Texas, who might be a little bit better. So the fact that you're not facing your divisional opponents as often, I think, will help the Angels maybe push their way toward the win total and make this a little bit more of a sweat. But the other thing that you and I have talked about this for years, and we've done shows together, I don't know if it's a training staff issue or whatever it is, but health has not been a thing that has been consistent with the Angels. Their arms have consistently gone down. Mike Trout, for the first time in three seasons, played over 100 games, and still he only played 119 last year. So if he plays, give me like 140 games from Mike Trout, the usual Shohei Ohtani, and the rest. Again, I think this is a team that pushes forward, but it's just like right now where you're at to say like, hey, let's win 83 games and bet into that or expect this team to get to the playoffs. I think the price-wise, like the probability is a little low. So, again, I think there's value per se in plus 155. But do I think it's actually going to happen? It's hard to expect after what you've seen from all the years, you know, watching Angels baseball.
John, you mentioned the Rangers, and I wanted to get your take on this team. I've seen some people kind of buy in. Of course, Corey Seager, you know, who's a AL, kind of a dark horse AL MVP candidate. Whether the Rangers can win enough games begs the question. But you add Corey Seager, who's a bona fide star in that lineup. Of course, you add Jacob DeGrom on the pitching staff. And you get an upgraded manager, I think we would all agree, with Bruce Bochy. Are you buying into the Rangers?
I mean, I guess a little bit. So my problem is, it shockingly enough, Wes, I think it's the rotation, right? What are we getting from DeGrom?
Right.
Because we talk about health. I mean, that's been a guy who has been really inconsistent in terms of his availability. And him alone with this Rangers team in the offseason being extremely kind of attractive in terms of betters, you know, getting some action and looking at them as a dark horse pick, I think it tends to make them a little overvalued. Because if you're going to talk about Jacob DeGrom, not, you know, let's say he's his usual Jacob DeGrom, where he's going to miss some time at some point in the season, well, I think you're looking at this pitching staff and going, all right, are we really loving this? Former Angel, Andrew Heaney, Martin
Perez. Yeah,
older
guys, Eovaldi.
Yeah, and so like that's, I think, that my ultimate problem with Texas is like this is a team that's being priced as, rightfully so, right? A team that's made some flashes, that has some big names both in the lineup and in the rotation. But if some of these guys don't work out like DeGrom, I think you're really, like, you're almost kind of, I don't want to call it paper thin, it might be extreme, but you're kind of hanging on a razor's edge when it comes to some of their depth. So I tend to look at teams like Texas to go under their projected win totals because I think they're so attractive to bettors. You're getting value more often than not on looking them under or to miss the playoffs as opposed to betting on them to have success.
Same win total as the Angels, 82.5.
Yeah.
But to make the playoffs, you get a better price on the Rangers, plus 180. I think a lot of that has to do with Mike Trout, Shohei Ohtani. You got to have more people want to bet on the Angels because of the star attraction. Hey, you got two of the top five players in baseball, if Trout's still top five.
Yeah, I think he is. Remember when you said Cody Bellinger was better than Mike Trout all those years ago?
For 1 year, he was. And then maybe, we're not going to say what
we think
happened.
Are you old takes exposing
that? I remember I was shocked that year when he tried.
That year, he was.
I think Mike Trout only played like 40 games that year, too. So,
Cody Bellinger looked like the natural that year.
Right.
But, you know, he went downhill quickly. Remember when Mad Dog and Francesa said the Yankees were lucky they didn't get Ohtani?
I still watch the clip like every day. It's crazy.
They didn't get him, Mikey. Yeah,
that's right.
Lucky they didn't get him.
Yeah. And now he's on Forbes. Forbes just released. He's the highest paid baseball player if you include endorsements.
I think he's going to make $65 million this year.
Yep.
Good for him. I mean, he deserves it. The guy's a freak.
Yeah, he's awesome, man. And, like, I do wonder at the beginning of the year, like, playing in the World Baseball Classic and what that means for him.
Right.
Like, on Thursday, for example, the A's are, like, plus 220, somewhere in that range on that opening day. like the Angels are getting priced because it's Ohtani, but they're getting priced like it's Ohtani like midseason. And I'm not sure if that's really the case. Not really stretched out. You might not get a long outing from him. So I'd be really curious. I'm very interested in the A's on opening night.
Well, I think that's a good thing to talk about from a handicapping perspective, because how many innings do you want to put on Ohtani this early in the season?
Right.
And if you're going to bet him in that season opener, don't you have to bet first five?
Yeah. Oh, I think so. Yeah. Well, as time has gone along, and Matt, you know this a little bit too, because I like to do these buy low, sell highs, and so much of my handicapping process as a baseball bettor is on the starting pitchers. I've become more and more attracted to just betting starting fives. It just takes out the randomness of the bullpen and what you're going to get. You don't know what those situations are. So I'm already becoming more and more a first five better. And yeah, you see the plus 185. I think some spots, if you shop around, you can get just over $2 on the A's, or maybe the market started to come down thinking what I'm thinking. But yeah, I think for me, I'm going first to fives. I'm just handicapping these pitchers. And we're not even starting to talk about, you know, what these rule changes might mean for some of these guys. And I think guys like Shohei Ohtani might be behind the eight ball, right? You left to play in the WBC for a while. You didn't get a lot of run in spring training to deal with the pitch clock and how it's going to affect you. I think it makes for some interesting scenarios for some of those guys.
Well, yeah, I got to be a little bit concerned, too, about Ohtani wearing down physically this year. You know, he's going to put a lot of mileage on his body this year, and then he's going to get the biggest contract in the history of baseball after the season. You know, JVT, I was talking with Wes about this last week. He can draw up – there's a parallel between three teams in L.A. that always look attractive on paper and always underachieve. The Angels –
don't do it.
Huh?
I think I know what you're going to say.
The Chargers and the Clippers, right?
Yeah, it's true. Like, on paper, you can make a case for those three teams. And almost every year, right, there's a lot of people who make the case, like, hey, this is the year that it could probably come together.
The Chargers are like a team with a sharp team every year.
Every year. Yeah. Every year. And they don't really put it together.
More often than that.
Yep.
How about the Clippers? Have you given up hope?
No, but it's waning.
Paul George going to come back for the playoffs.
If he comes back, they'll be a little bit more competitive, and they show like these flashes here and there. Like they go out and in the rematch against OKC, just wipe the floor with the Thunder the other night. But then they come back and lose the way they do to the Pelicans. But then bounce back again and wipe the floor with the Chicago Bulls.
Right.
I still think that they're an attractive team. The good thing for them, too, is while they don't have the tiebreaker with Minnesota, so if they end up with the same record, they'll fall behind Minnesota. They do have the tiebreaker with Golden State. They should be nestled safely into the play-in, so that really helps, right, to get in there. But if Paul George comes back, I think they have a shot in a really wide-open Western
Conference. John, real quick, before we get out of here, Minnesota has been the really hot team in the Western Conference. Are you buying into them that they can at least finally break through and win that playoff series?
I think it depends on who they play, Wes, only because I think once you get into a playoff setting – teams are going to run those five-out formations against them again. It's going to be Rudy Gobert and the Utah Jazz all over again. They're going to force Gobert onto the perimeter. They're going to force all these other individual defenders to do their job. And they might have some better defenders than Utah. Anthony Edwards is pretty good. Conley's older, but he's still decent. But I think they still have a pretty tough shot to actually move on.
All right. You got to stick around after the commercial break, because I wanted to do something with you on the Angels.
Okay.
For about 1 minute, 90 seconds, somewhere around there, and cut the clip and put it up on Twitter and get you on record for the Angels this season.
Okay.
So we're going to do that right after the break. Stay tuned here on BSN tonight.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
This is VSiN Tonight with Matt Eumanns and Wes Reynolds on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook is a place to be. You can win up to $10,000 in bonus money instantly by playing the exclusive Bet Rivers Squares this basketball season. Place a qualifying bet and you get a bonus square if the numbers on your square match the final score, you win. Restrictions on qualifying wagers, eligible bonus and credit use. Full terms and conditions available at BetRiversSquares.com. BetRivers Sportsbook at BetRivers.com. All right, Wes Reynolds, Matt Eumanns back here with Jonathan Von Tobel, who's an Angels fan, but he's also paid top dollar here at VSiN to be an unbiased analyst.
I see what you did here. Is we did have a visitor to our studio during the break. AJ Francis, a friend of former VSiN producer Aaron Oster, with his buddy Top Dalla, who you see every Friday night on SmackDown.
I don't see it every Friday.
Well, night. I don't either because I'm working, but. He, of course,
so I shook somebody's hand that was famous?
Yes.
Oh,
he's in WWE, and of course, they have WrestleMania this weekend in LA. Yeah. Aaron Oster is very famous.
Walking around here like Derek Stevens.
All right, here we go, JVT. This is going to be for Old Takes Exposed.
Okay.
We're going to give you five questions on the Los Angeles Angels season. The clock is starting. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Angels have two of the top five players in baseball, Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout. Is that enough? Are they surrounded by enough to make the playoffs at plus 155, yes or no?
I'll say yes. I think that the probability of them making the playoffs is a little bit higher. That would give you about 39%. I think it's just over 40. If we're going to go numbers because it's baseball. So give me the make the playoffs at plus 155.
Okay, win total, 82.5, over or under?
If I'm going to make the playoffs, I'm going over the win total. I think that the health will be better. Mike Trout will give you more than 119 games. Ohtani's going to be awesome as well, and I like the added depth to the lineup. Rotation's a little shaky. They might have to add another relief arm because their closer's not great, but give me the over.
Okay, Shohei Ohtani to be MVP for the second time in 3 years.
I will say yes. I think he deserves it, especially if he improves as a hitter, and it's not like you're asking, you know, he wasn't terrible as a hitter, but if that average goes up for him and he maintains what he did last year in terms of pitching, he was incredible. 166 innings, a fielding independent of 240. If he continues those pitching numbers and improves his average, because everybody was complaining about he's only batting 260, then guess what? I think he's going to be fine. Most valuable player, yes.
Okay, is Mike Trout going to be top three in the MVP voting?
I'll say yes. If he's going to play over 120 games, like I'm thinking he will, and if he's Mike Trout, then he should be top three in MVP voting.
Okay, Shohei Ohtani for Cy Young.
I'll say no. I still don't think he'll pitch enough innings to win the award. I think that's ultimately what will hold him back. I know the Angels want him to pitch more. Some projections have him at about like 173 innings. I don't know if that'll be enough for him. And that's on a perfect healthy season. I don't know if that'll be enough for him to win the award, although his numbers might really dictate it. I'll say no.
There you have it. JVT on the record, LA Angels for 2023.
World Series champions. Let's go.
Then about May 31st, he's very discouraged.
Well, just don't go on a, what was it last year, 14-game losing streak when they were up 10 games over 500?
Like, maybe these guys aren't half bad.
Otani basically had to end that losing streak by himself.
I remember. It was great. Did he pitch like 7 2/3 and drove in every run?
I thought he hit a homer and pitched 8 innings.
And then still people after the game were complaining, like, oh, I don't get it. I don't know why he was MVP.
I know. Anyway, all right, thanks for stopping by, man. Appreciate it.
Got it, guys. Appreciate it.
Okay. Wow. Well, I thought we'd spend the next 7 minutes talking about Ben Simmons, but we'll change the topic.
We can maybe talk about –
You put in enough hours today, VSIN, hosting the show with Tim Murray. You can take off.
Thank you, John, for staying.
Thanks for stopping by the studio. Wes, let's give an update here on the NIT semifinal. It's underway. UAB on top of Utah Valley, 13-7, first 8 minutes.
Yeah, and UAB, I believe, was out 11-2. Utah Valley trying to hang in there, obviously. Not very good shooting to start here for the Wolverines, but we'll see if Trey Woodbury, the former UNLV transfer, can get loose, but not a lot of baskets going in. 3 of 12 to start for Utah Valley. 4 of 13, by the way, for UAB. So not much better, at least on the Blazers side. But I'll try to get you an in-game total and an in-game number. We'll be following this throughout. By the way, one thing I do want to cycle back to on the NIT, and currently it's UAB minus 6.5, 143.5 on the total. I believe this total closed at 152.5. But I want to go back to the first game. I actually tweeted the clip on Twitter. This was when I believe it was 47-39 with 15:09 left to go in the second half between Wisconsin and North Texas. And the color commentator on the game for ESPN tonight is one Fran Fraschilla. And he mentioned that the over-under was 115 tonight. I think we're going to obliterate that number.
When did he say that?
He said that when it was 47-39, there was 15:09 left to go. So it's at 86 and the total was 115. So odds are it's like, yeah, you're going to go over 115. Then there were 24 points scored in 15 minutes. So Fran Fraschilla with the mush on the over, yeah. 70 in the first half, 44 in the second half.
I think he said what a lot of people were thinking at the time.
No, he did. So I'm just laughing about it. I'm not dogging Fran Fraschilla here at all. I'm just laughing about it.
Fran's actually one of the better college hoops.
He is. He's very good. And Fran also, I hope they have him on the NBA draft as well, because he actually studies these international players, unlike some of these college guys that are like, oh, guy can't play. You know, draft some kid from the ACC or the Big Ten, you know, and don't see these international players. They won't be doing that this year with the man from France.
All right, let's take a look at the AFC East win totals, Wes. We talked about this. Johnny Avello of DraftKings on vacation in Italy, but before he left, put up the NFL win total numbers at DK. Find him up on the website. We talked about the AFC West. In the AFC East, predictably the Bills on top at 10.5 over minus 140. The Jets, 9.5 over minus 130. Dolphins, 9.5 under minus 120. And the Patriots, the bottom of the pile, 7.5 over minus 120, just barely shaded to the over. The Jets number obviously influenced by the assumption that Aaron Rodgers is going to be the quarterback for the
– Right, and I think that's going to happen. But keep in mind, we haven't put pen to paper yet there in New Jersey. So, yeah, that's going to be priced in. I think Buffalo – now, I've heard from some people, some friends of ours that say Josh Allen's got some injuries here. You know, maybe he's not going to be the same, that he is a lot more hurt than is leading on here. Mm-hmm. So that's what makes you a little bit lukewarm on Buffalo if that, in fact, comes true.
You just can't outrun the ball that much in the NFL and stay injury-free. You're going to get banged up. You're going to get beat up. Lamar Jackson's been beat up. Why do you not want to give Lamar Jackson
That's one of the things.
Long contract with a lot of guaranteed money.
Everybody on Twitter came at me like, oh, he's 26 years old. Yeah, he's 26 years old with a lot of injuries and behind an offensive line that would be in shambles in Indianapolis. But anyway, back to the AFC East here.
You don't like it when people on Twitter come at you, do you?
No, I don't mind it. But don't think you know more. Don't think you know more than I do, okay? Don't think you always know more than I do, Twitter guys.
Okay. Anyway, continue your thought.
Anyway, yeah, now you're making me feel like or look like a horse's patoot. But anywho,
I'm
doing it. You're prompting me to make myself look like a horse's patoot. But anywho, back to the Miami Dolphins here. I think they're the team that obviously did make a move last year and certainly were better. Certainly there's a lot of talent on that team. Do you buy into Tua? At quarterback. I think he's got to make some changes. We talked about it last night when the Chargers, I think it was Brandon Staley, you know, took away the middle of the field. All of a sudden, Tua looked very ordinary at best. So, you know, we'll see what they do in terms of upgrading the defense a little bit too, because that secondary got beat up last year. So that was, I think, kind of the downfall, at least late in the season for the Miami Dolphins.
By the way, check out the Green Man Group, the Utah Valley Pep Band right now on TV on ESPN2. Mm-hmm. That's the best pep band in college basketball.
Yes.
If you've seen them live, and I have at the WAC tournament, they put on a hell of a show. The Green Man Group.
They were certainly better than the one. I don't know if it was the UConn band on Saturday that we saw in the West Regional Final. And they're playing Belle Biv DeVoe Poison.
Oh, come
on. And they don't have a drummer.
Come on.
They don't have the do do
That song's like 30 years old.
Yeah, but you got to have a drummer for it. You can't have some generic horns.
The segue here is the New York Jets need something like the Green Man Group this year. Get people fired up, right?
Yes.
You never see this in pro sports. Get the Green Man Group for the New York Jets. You got Aaron Rodgers. This would be the time to do it. That'd be pretty good.
So Fireman Ed is not good enough.
Let me ask you this. The Jets at 9.5, shaded over 130. If you get Rodgers and you look at the Jets' schedule, are you more inclined to bet over or under that number? Because the Jets actually look pretty good on paper.
Well, keep in mind, the interconference opponents, they do have to play an all of a sudden improved NFC East, even though the NFC East got the good part of the schedule last year, easiest schedules in the league. But you have Philadelphia, you have Dallas, who are both playoff teams. Giants were a playoff team.
I'm going to say that I think the NFC East is a little bit overrated by a lot of people right now, because the Eagles are coming off the Super Bowl appearance. But look, the Cowboys, the Commanders, the Giants, those teams are not world beaters.
Right.
You can't be afraid of that.
You also play the West this year with the Chiefs and the Chargers, who at least those two are going to be very quality opponents. So I'm not going all in on the Jets.
No, I can understand that. I mean, if you were playing the AFC South and the NFC South, the NFC South, NFC North, right? You'd probably feel a little bit better about it. All right, we got a lot more coming on tonight's show. Stay tuned here on VSIN tonight.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news, with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts, as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or a ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, is finally here.
With the first pick in the NFL Draft.
Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit.
They're looking to get a guy that they believe can change the game.
With NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/draft. For more information, presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the NFL.